Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing.
Good morning. We alerted you at the beginning of this year that the U.S. economy was headed into a recession. When the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis reported 3 months ago the gross domestic product had declined in the first 2 quarters of this year, that met the technical definition that America was in a recession. But U.S. President Biden tried to claim that the U.S. was not already in a recession and that we need to look at other economic factors. President Biden contradicted himself last Thursday when the first estimate of third quarter GDP came in 2.6% higher than the second quarter. Instead of reminding people to look at other economic data, this time Biden accepted this report, pretending that the American economy continues to power forward. Unfortunately, in the details of this report, you learn that the U.S. economy is not powering forward. If you look at the first 9 months of this year as a unit, GDP is up less than 0.1% from the fourth quarter last year. That is stagnation, not progress. Also, the GDP consists of four components: consumer spending, business investment, government spending, and net exports. In the third quarter of this year, the first three of these factors all declined from the second quarter. The only positive factor was net exports, which is determined by taking exports and subtracting imports. Why were net exports in the third quarter strong enough to make the third quarter GDP report overall positive? Ultimately, it occurred because the value of the U.S. dollar against most other currencies soared. Exports soared as other nations slowly adjusted importing less from America. Also, because of the decline in American wealth this year, third quarter U.S. imports were also down. These two factors combined to make net exports strong enough to create the supposedly good GDP report for the third quarter. That will not repeat. Because of the strong dollar, expensive U.S. exports are now falling. Well, there is an increase in cheap U.S. imports. So look for the fourth quarter GDP report to again confirm America is in a recession. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Tom Coulson, General Manager of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.